I'm new to the VAP, and I've listened to several shows already. I purchased Restoring a Dream, and I enjoyed it a bit. Every bit of it. Thank you for that. I need new tires for my 86 Limited 34-footer. I read that folks find 16-inch wheels and LT tires, light truck tires, provide more security against blowouts, but at a very high cost. I read that 15-inch ST tires, special trailer tires, are specifically designed for trailers with a strong sidewall and UV protection. On my 66 trade win, which I'm renovating, came with the 15-inch bias ply tires and steel wheels. They weigh 55 pounds apiece. So help me out. What do the panel pros recommend as a good replacement tire?
Well, basically you started off with it. That's exactly what we both ended up using, was the 15-inch LTX MS2s, which are 235, 75, 15. And yes, they don't give them away, but you get what you pay for.
Yeah, I ended up getting mine at Sam's Club, and I think they had a Michelin deal that day. So you can look for stuff like that. But I told David that I couldn't remember which ones, and you would remember the model. But the key on that is what? The number of pounds, because those are still, what, 2,000 pounds when you have 55 pounds of air in the tire?
No, they're 2,200 or 2,300, something like that each.
Okay. Right. So that's real important, you know. I mean, especially, a 34-footer, is that three axles or still two?
No, a 34-footer is triple.
Yeah, yeah, so that would be expensive.
Well, sure, but you know what? A torn wheel well is a lot more expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the ST tires, the UV protection and all that, is it a trade-off going away from that?
I don't know. I've never heard they have UV protection, and I'd be very surprised if they actually did. But, I think the best UV protection is putting a cover over it. That's going to work the best. You know, I had good luck with Goodyear Marathons, so I really can't complain. It's just many other people have had an awful lot of bad luck with them. And I, you know, had mine for, I think, 7 years, 6 or 7 years, and then I had, you know, one slow leak with them. Two slow leaks. Like 6 years apart or something. And you know, it wasn't the tire's fault, but I don't know. I just wasn't up to trusting my trailer on Chinese-made Goodyear tires. So,
yeah, I just got lucky, and I don't remember what they were. I got them from Les Schwab on my last set of tires.
Well, he's a noted tire dealer, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, on the west side here. And I don't know what they were. I don't even remember. But I probably ran them a couple years longer than I should have before. I just got these last year. But, well, I mean, we're certainly not saying just go grab any, like, truck tire, right? We're talking about this specific model.
Well, I mean, in the Michelin, you know, you can kind of trust Michelins. I'd like to think so, although there is a recall on the 16-inch Michelins right now on a specific time frame of build. But at least you've got to give them credit for actually doing a recall. Whereas, remember the Firestone tire debacle on the Ford Explorers some years ago? And everybody claimed that nothing was wrong with them until they finally decided, yeah, there is something wrong. And so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just watch the ratings. That's the main thing. I'd say over 2,000 pounds. And then, check the date code, too. Learn Google how to check date codes on tires and make sure you're not getting last year's inventory.
Right. It's pretty straightforward. So.
Yeah. All right. David, thanks for sending that in. I hope that helps you out. Also, check out our